Guillermo Otaparam, a fisherman in the Bolivian Amazon, has been fishing for over 50 years. Initially, he caught native fish like catfish, but then a giant freshwater fish called pecha or arapaima gigas arrived. At first, Guillermo thought the pecha was dangerous and poisonous, but it is actually one of the largest freshwater fish in the world, growing up to 4 meters in length and weighing over 200 kilograms. The pecha is spreading deeper into the rivers of the Amazon basin each year, posing a serious threat to native fish stocks. It is a territorial fish that scares off other species, causing them to flee to more remote and inaccessible areas. The exact year of the pecha's arrival in Bolivia is unknown, but it is believed to have originated from a breach in a pecha fish farm in Peru. Fernando Carvajal, a biologist and pecha expert, describes the fish as ravenous, growing at a rate of 10 kilograms per year during its early years. Despite its lack of impressive teeth, the pecha feeds on piranhas, other fish, plants, mollusks, and even birds. Fishermen have reported a decline in native species, and Carvajal warns that the pecha will continue to spread and negatively impact biodiversity. However, the arrival of the pecha has been beneficial for local fishermen. Initially afraid of the fish, they soon realized its potential. The pecha is now widely consumed in Bolivia, with Edson Suzano running a pecha processing plant that sells the fish in supermarkets and markets. The challenge for fishermen is finding the pecha in the vast Amazon. The fish prefers calmer water and migrates when it feels threatened, leading fishermen to travel to remote areas by boat and canoe for up to 2 weeks. This has caused conflicts with indigenous communities who have land titles to the lagoons where pecha are found. Indigenous communities argue that they are protecting the resources they have a right to control, and commercial fishermen often face obstacles even with the correct paperwork. Juan Carlos Ortiz Chavez, a pecha fisherman from an indigenous community, explains that the new generation has established rules to prevent outsiders from taking their resources. Scientists like Federico Marino hope that fishing, regardless of who is doing it, will help maintain a balance between different species and keep pecha numbers in check.